The Assumption of Mary is the most recent Marian dogma proclaimed by the Church. And it teaches that the Blessed Virgin Mary, having completed the course of her earthly life, was assumed body and soul into heavenly glory, where she now sits in splendor at the hand of her Son, the immortal King of the ages. It was promulgated by Pope Pius XII in the year 1950. Our readings today in the first book of Revelation talks about the Ark of the Covenant. And the reason why we have this reading is because the Blessed Virgin Mary is the new Ark of the Covenant. She's the one who brought Jesus Christ into the world. And because her body is a sacred temple, it was fitting that she should know no corruption. And so she was assumed body and soul into the glory of heaven. One of the reasons why Pope Pius XII put forth this dogma when he did, the year 1950, is because it was following up a very terrible era in human history. It was right after the close of World War II. We had seen the horrors of the concentration camps and Nazi ideology that had spread through all of Europe as country after country was invaded, and this twisted teaching about the supremacy of certain races and the survival of the greatest races, and how people who were not perfect were exterminated. You know, this ideology had filtered through Europe. And at the close of World War II, the communists had conquered much of Eastern Europe, and so communist ideology was spreading that taught that human beings have no value in and of themselves. They're simply a tool to be used for the greater glory of the government and for the state. Europe was in ruins. You know, cities had been firebombed. Huge numbers of people had been killed through World War II. And it was within this context that Pope Pius XII put forth this dogma in order to, one, give the world hope. Where the Blessed Virgin Mary has gone before us, you know, as a sign of the destiny of the Church, it's the promise that human beings are created for a great end. And the second thing that he wanted to do was to affirm the dignity of the human person. He wanted to affirm that human beings are not expendable. They're not a tool to be used by the government. That every human person is created by God for a supernatural end, which is greater than any government or any political system. And so Pope Pius XII wanted to promulgate this dogma in order to teach the world a valuable lesson about the sacredness of human life, and to give hope to a world that had been taken over by darkness. I want to read a few parts of the document that Pope Pius XII put out when he declared this dogma. And he talks about the reason why he promulgated it. And the first one was to counter this Nazi ideology and the perversity that they encouraged by upholding the importance of living a life of virtue. And so he connected the life of virtue that the Blessed Virgin Mary lived to her assumption. The two are connected. Just like for us, a life of virtue is indispensable in order for us to attain the end for which we were created. And so Pope Pius XII said, "And so we hope that those who meditate upon the glorious example Mary offers us may be more and more convinced of the value of a human life entirely devoted to carrying out the Heavenly Father's will and to bringing good to others. Look at the reward for a life of someone who is entirely devoted to carrying out the will of the Heavenly Father. Yes, self-indulgence does not get us that reward. It's virtue and a life of fidelity that leads us to where the Blessed Virgin Mary has gone." And so he was emphasizing the importance of living a life of virtue. And secondly, he says, "Thus, while the illusory teachings of materialism and the corruption of morals that follows from these teachings threaten to extinguish the light of virtue and to ruin the lives of men by exciting discord among them, in this magnificent way, we all may see clearly to what a lofty goal our bodies and souls are destined." He talks about materialism, and this is a teaching that that we need to seek fulfillment in the things of this world, in the material world, in the pleasure, in the wealth that this world can offer. And he says that this focus on materialism, it corrupts morals, it undermines a life of virtue. You know, people seek after getting whatever they want at the moment, whatever feels good, and they never ask the question, what is the right thing to do? And he says that that ruins the lives of men and creates discord. And I think we can see that very plainly in our society today, because our society is overrun by materialism. We have people who seek and go after whatever desire feels good at the moment. They never sit back and ask the question, what is the right thing to do? What is the virtuous thing to do? People just go after whatever feels good at the moment. And so, you know, the whole twisted view on genders that's coming up in our society. People go after whatever impulse they think feels good and whatever will give them instant gratification. You know, the redefinition of marriage and all sorts of different corrupted unions that are being called marriage. People want to go after whatever they think will feel good and give them the pleasure they want or the satisfaction they want at that moment. And they don't ever step back to ask what is the right thing to do, what is the virtuous thing to do. And if people indulge in every desire that comes into their mind, it corrupts society. It leads to the destruction of the family, which we're seeing today. Families in chaos through divorce and birth control are rampant. It's destroying and unraveling our civilization because people are not living out the virtues that are necessary for the family and for human beings to flourish. And it's creating discord, as Pope Pius XII said it would. But we are not made for comfort. We are not made for this teaching called materialism, where we seek after whatever this world can offer us at the moment. We were created for a higher purpose. We were created to live a life of virtue and to be obedient to the laws of our Father in heaven. And so Pope Pius XII wanted to send a strong signal that living the Christian life is worth the sacrifice. It is not easy to deny our desires and to conform ourselves to the moral law. It's difficult to live a life of virtue. It's difficult to accept all of the church's teachings and to live by them. It's difficult to live a life of penance where we're denying our desires and willingly sacrificing for our Lord. These things are difficult. It's not easy to live the Christian life. But Pope Pius XII is trying to remind us that it is absolutely worth it. It is worth the sacrifice. If we trust our Lord in the commandments and the teachings that he gives us, it will lead to the glory that we see the Blessed Virgin Mary assumed into. So we should not lose hope, but we should be confident that if we live lives of virtue, that it is worth the sacrifice. And one day, we will follow where the Blessed Virgin Mary has gone. And we will be rejoicing in the halls of our heavenly King forever. And so on this feast day of the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary, I think this is a message that strikes as true today as it did in 1950 when it was promulgated. And it's as important for us to hear today that we were created for a supernatural end, an end greater than any government or political system. But it's a life of virtue that gets us there. And so it is worth the sacrifice. And we cannot lose hope, but keep our eyes set on what our ultimate end is. So we pray for the prayers of the Blessed Virgin Mary, that she may continue to intercede for on our behalf, so that following her example, we may consecrate our lives to the will of God.